Hello there, and you're very welcome to Poem of the Week. Hello, I'm Morgan O'Reilly, and once again, you're very welcome to Poem of the Week. The series is a collaboration between Near FM, local poets, and members of the community. Each week, we will be celebrating poetry, both new and old, Irish and international, and published and unpublished work, alongside a significant date in our calendar. This week's poem is Phenomenal Woman by Maya Angelou, read now by Clara Rose Thornton.
Pretty woman, wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model's size. But when I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Phenomenal woman, that's me. I walk into a room just as cool as you please. And to a man, the fellows stand or fall down on their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes, and the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist, and the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Phenomenal woman, that's me. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say they still can't see. I say, it's in the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breasts, the grace of my style. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Phenomenal woman, that's me. Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say it's in the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palm of my hand, the need for my care. 'Cause I'm a woman. Phenomenally, phenomenal woman, that's me.
Phenomenal Woman by Maya Angelou, read there quite wonderfully by Clara Rose Thornton, and I'm delighted to be signalling across from Clara Rose right now. Clara, thank you very much for coming into the studio.
It's my absolute pleasure and delight.
Clara, tell us a little bit about this poem. Why did you choose it for this series?
This poem has long time been an inspiration for myself because I think that its fundamental message is that women are so much more than a visual aesthetic, than a prop, than an accoutrement to a man's life. There is something innate and just emanating from a strong woman who knows who she is and knows the breadth of her own possibilities. There's something indefinable about these types of women, these strong women who just have this sort of fundamental rock-like essence. It reminds me of the trope of the strong Black woman in a way, but also that trope disallows Black women to have their complexities as well as emotional human beings who are also insecure, who have done wrong in their lives, you know, etc. We are complex individuals. And I think that this poem, it builds upon the idea that women, like in her second line, I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size. That's generally speaking, society's view of what encompasses a woman, this visual aesthetic for the world to gaze upon. But she goes on to just talk about how there's these small, innate ways where every day a strong Black woman just carries her sense of self, her grace, her essence, her strength. And hey, if you can't respect that, you need to keep on moving because she'll trample you without making a sound.
But I wanted to ask you, what is the secret? You know, we're reading this poem this week to mark Mary Robinson breaking the glass ceiling and rising to the highest political office in the land and becoming the first president of Ireland. On the 8th of November 1990, Mary Robinson became the first president in the Republic of Ireland's history not to have had the support of Fianna Fáil, and in doing so also became our very first female president. She is widely regarded as a transformative figure for Ireland and for the Irish presidency. She resigned her presidency 2 months ahead of the end of her term of office to take up her post as United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights. Amongst her many other achievements, she is chairman of the International Institute for Environment and Development and is also a founding member and chairman of the Council of Women World Leaders. But what is, you know, what's the secret to success? You know, Maya Angelou is this is a poem of a success story, kind of, you know, of being a phenomenal woman. But what is the secret? Is there a secret? Do all women have to become code breakers? Is there a secret in a safe somewhere that women have to get a recipe for success?
I like that question because it reminds me of the fact that Maya Angelou's life was so kaleidoscopic and circuitous, and she endured a lot of hardship in her early years, her earliest years, you know, from sexual abuse by her mother's partner to being shuffled back and forth from her mother's home to her grandmother's home all across the country, to then just really owning herself and this volume of experience she already had by the time she was in her late teens, early 20s, and just going forth and just literally doing whatever she wanted, just grabbing life by the reins. And particularly at that time, because she was born in 1928, so we're talking about around the early 50s. At that time, women, obviously, and hyper specifically women of color, were not necessarily taught that the entire world's offerings were part of our toolkit. So her having to overcome the traditional narrative of what and how and who she was supposed to be, and the specific careers that she was supposed to go towards, the specific people that were supposed to be in her social world and sphere. I mean, she just flung all of that to the wind. And that takes, I know from experience, just going against the grain in terms of what life choices you array in front of yourself and just being a bit non-traditional. I mean, I know how much strength it takes to just kind of like keep pushing against the wind is what it can feel like very often. And I think that this poem speaks to her having, it's like the culmination of her journey towards self-awareness and realizing, oh, I had this within me the whole time. So in essence, that is being a code breaker, because the code that we're given as Black women is not necessarily someone that's going to go and marry a Greek man in the early 50s in the South when interracial marriage was still illegal, which is what she did, and then go be a calypso singer and tour Europe with an opera and then become a civil rights activist. I mean, just all these amazing things that she did before she even became a poet. You know, yeah. I mean, that is in a very large way breaking a code that's handed to you. But then this poem speaks to the fact, this moment, as I see it, as I read it, of recognizing, oh, wow, this was in me the whole time. This is who I am. That was the journey to discovering who I am. And it's always been here. And it's always been phenomenal.
Yeah. When you're talking about, you know, interacting with cultures, interacting with socially topical issues, it's something that is really, it really characterizes spoken word poetry and slam poetry. I mean, it defines it to an extent. But do you fit into that category? Do you think, is most of your work very, very politically engaged, very, very politically aware, socially aware? I mean, is that primarily what you're thinking of when you're writing?
I would agree with that statement. The way that I describe my writing, both with culture journalism and poetry, is that it engages with the arts and their intersection with sociopolitics, identity politics, history, and place. So this idea of the specific history and locality of a culture, it bleeds into why the sociopolitics of that place are the way that they are, very hyper specifically. I love to examine that. I love to explore that. I'm a history junkie. I'm a culture junkie. And when I was first getting started in journalism in college, I was writing about film and wine and visual arts, but I love to take these sort of bigger theses about how I saw the world functioning at the time and how it related to the director or the poets or whatever's background that I would study in depth. I didn't feel that it was a complete piece if I was just talking about the cultural product. I wanted to go into the backstory of how and what the culture that the artist was dealing with at the time was or is the way that it is. So I think with my poetry, I'm basically trying to be a journalist through verse in that same way.
Clara Rose, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and an enlightenment, I would say. Really, really great pleasure. Thank you very much for coming into the studio today to talk about yourself and Maya Angelou.
It was an absolute pleasure, and I hope that my tendency to waffle, as you all say, was not overwhelming the narrative.
Thank you very much again, Tara.
My pleasure. Bye.
Clara Rose Thornton is a spoken word artist and a multiple slam champion, including the 2014, 15 and 16 Leinster Slam Poetry Champion. Irish poetry publication includes Colony and Wordlegs, while her cultural criticism has been published in newspapers and magazines worldwide, and she regularly contributes to RTE Radio's Arena. In her own words, she's Chicago-born, New York-simmered and Dublin-dwelling. That's it from us for this week. A big thank you to this week's contributor, our production team and everyone at Near FM, and also to Paula Meehan for her advice and support on this series. Join us next time for Poem of the Week. Good luck and God bless.
Nearcast.
Nearcast, your community podcast network. Listen to podcasts about society, people, poetry, board games and many other topics. Subscribe to a programme today. Learn more at nearcast.ie and find out how you can get involved.